After the Department of Justice released a report last week chronicling a system of discrimination in the Baltimore Police Department, activists called for the police to hire more city residents who are women or African American or both. As WIPR's Rachel Bay reports, the department is laying the groundwork for a partnership designed to do just that.
Late last week, the Maryland Legislative Black Caucus announced a new legislative agenda in response to the Justice Department report. Delegate Jill Carter, who represents Northwest Baltimore, said changing police recruitment tactics is one priority.
We will mandate and oversee the recruitment of officers by the Baltimore Police Department and require Baltimore residents, particularly African Americans and women, to be recruited and hired.
But even before the report's release, the Baltimore Police had begun building efforts to recruit from communities that hadn't historically attracted many applicants. Major James Handley is the director of the department's recruitment unit.
We've always advertised in the city of Baltimore, but what we're doing now is that we're taking it more to a grassroots level.
At the heart of this new effort is a partnership with the Baltimore-based nonprofit Center for Urban Families. Founder and President Joe Jones says the idea grew out of a desire to improve police-community relations and to help the police force look more like the people they serve.
They have a need to recruit, and we have inroads to the community.
The organization offers workforce development and other programs aimed at improving economic stability for residents of low-income neighborhoods. Some details are still being ironed out, but Jones says his organization has already begun scanning its database of the 27,000 Baltimore residents they've worked with in the last 17 years and talking to people who might be interested.
We've got a lot of credibility in the community, so some people are trusting us a little more. Some people still have a huge question mark.
When there's enough interest, the center plans to hold an information session. But Jones warns that convincing the center's clients, most of whom are Black and more than half of whom have criminal records, will take time and work.
People in their communities are really questioning whether or not law enforcement is a career for them. But at the same time, there are people who are saying, you know, if we really want to change the culture and accountability of police officers, it has to be more reflective of people who live in the community.
That's the sentiment Handley hopes to see.
What I'm hoping is people in the city and all over the place, they want to be part of the change they want to see in the police department.
One of the ideas driving this effort is a belief that people from these low-income inner-city communities will be better equipped to understand the cultures of the neighborhoods they police as officers. Marvin Cheatham, who goes by Doc, is president of the Matthew Henson Neighborhood Association in West Baltimore and a longtime civil rights leader. He says officers who come from elsewhere to police their neighborhoods are afraid because they don't understand the community's culture.
We need people who will respect this culture. And this police force right now does not respect the culture that they are policing.
But Jacinta Gao, a criminal justice professor at the University of Central Florida, has studied police community relations around the country. And she says this belief is based largely in myth.
Just because they come from one community doesn't mean they know that community inside out. I think it's an assumption that somehow being Black makes you have magical powers to understand the behavior of other Black people.
She says research shows little difference in the behavior of Black officers compared with the behavior of white officers, or for that matter, in the behavior of men and women officers. Gao also says that most urban police departments that have tried similar recruiting efforts have been less successful than people have hoped. And that goes back to the tense relationships police have with Black communities, the very thing driving the new recruitment effort.
Why would they want to join the police when they view it as a very systemically problematic institution, an institution that brutalizes their neighborhoods?
Jones of the Center for Urban Families says he knows it's not going to be an overnight fix, but it's a start. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WIPR.